It's October 22nd, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. Serious journalists hate the fact that their news organizations usually bring in the most traffic to their sites with celebrity news and stories about scandals. What about hard news and hard-hitting journalism? Now, a new study from Perfect Market, which helps publishers get more value out of their stories, shows that some hard news stories bring in more value to publishers than the salacious tabloid-type stories that are so popular. Perfect Market, a startup out of the Idea Lab incubator with funding from Tribune Company, studied more than 15 million articles on 21 U.S. news sites from June to September. Using a metric called Revenue Per Thousand Page Views, or RPM, Perfect Market found that stories about Social Security, for example, brought in $129 RPM. Stories about mortgage rates brought in $93 RPMs. And stories about the recovery from the Gulf oil spill brought in $34 RPMs. And stories about Lindsay Lohan, they brought in just $2.50 RPMs. While many folks believe that the study proves the value of serious journalism, GigaOM's Matthew Ingram threw some cold water on that theory, noting that serious news sites still need to build traffic with fluffy stories. He said, "Advertisers aren't likely to stick around and pay those hefty RPM averages for pages on websites that aren't getting any traffic." I spoke with Perfect Market's Vice President of Audience Development, Shay Crabtree, who told me why she thinks the study's findings are so important for publishers.
As we are so immersed in celebrity scandals and, you know, political scandals, sports infidelities, when you really start drilling into this list and seeing that the issues that matter to people online are the same issues that affect policy, that affect their purse strings, the pocketbook. These are all issues that really matter to us, and they also are driving revenue for publishers. I think it's just a very exciting.
One of Perfect Market's services is to help publishers get value out of their archives. I asked her whether publishers are more willing to take down paywalls for archive content if they can get more ad value from them.
There are archival news sites out there that are lying dormant, but aggressive publishers who are really interested in driving more revenue from the content they already have can be looking at new ways to experiment with alternative revenues.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how would you describe the iPad? Our last poll question was, Skype plus Facebook equals what? 37% said it's a mismatch of technologies. 26% said it would be the best communication platform ever. 16% said it would be a better way to reach my friends. And 11% say it's a small improvement for both services. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idea Lab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.